News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The convicted mass shooter Robert Cremo, sentenced to life in prison for the 2022 Chicago area July 4th parade massacre. Seven people were killed, 50 others injured. President Trump on social media calling deadly Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital bad timing, telling the Russian leader, Vladimir, stop, 5,000 soldiers a week dying. Let's get a peace deal done.
We have a deadline, and after that, we're going to have a very much different attitude.
That was the president at the White House, at which he also said that the U.S. and China are talking every day about tariff negotiations, China publicly denying that. A federal judge partially blocks the Trump administration from making federal funds to schools conditional on eliminating diversity and equality policies. Almost 180,000 first grow and go Sprint child seats being recalled because loose pieces in foam in the headrest could be a choking hazard, regulators say. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service is issuing a public health alert for pork carnitas products that may be contaminated with foreign material, specifically pieces of metal. FSIS did not request a recall because this product is no longer available for sale in commerce. The fully cooked pork carnitas products were produced from April 1st to 2nd. The products, subject to the public health alert, are 16-ounce sleeve tray packages containing pork carnitas seasoned and seared with juices slow-cooked with citrus with use-by dates of June 30th, 2025 or July 1st, 2025 printed on the side of the packaging. The products subject to the public health alert bear establishment number 46049 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were shipped to Aldi supermarkets nationwide. The problem was discovered when the establishment notified FSIS that during routine process checks, they found equipment damage that may have contaminated the carnitas products with pieces of metal. There have been no confirmed reports of injury due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an injury should contact a health care provider. Although this product is no longer available for sale, FSIS is concerned that some product may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. UW students will pay more next semester. The Board of Regents has approved price increases for room and board and other fees. That's for campuses all over the state. The State Journal did the math, and on average, yearly cost will rise about $300. UW-Madison's increase will be $363. Depending on how the federal funding situation plays out, it seems like tuition increases could also be possible. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
It's draft day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Many experts predicting the Packers could use the 23rd pick on Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden, who was spotted shaking hands with Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show. Has he been here before?
It's definitely my first time meeting with him. I had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago. Got around the coaching staff, you know, the organization. Felt like home to me.
Did you visit here? So this is not your first trip to Green Bay,
as a matter of fact. It's not my first trip.
Who else have you personally visited?
Met with Houston, Pittsburgh, Broncos, Detroit.
Have you personally visited with the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, sir.
Oh! What was that about?
It was cool, man.
Baseball, the Brewers scoring two runs in the ninth, but it wasn't enough. They lost to the Giants 4-2 last night in San Francisco.
It's all part of getting started in a new year. We're all trying to find ourselves, find our own identity.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today, hanging on to the heat as we reach the low 70s. Showers and some thunderstorms start to roll through overnight, bringing widespread light rain by the morning. We could be waking up to patchy fog, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler, staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman
the
program.
Third hour of our program. So this is interesting. Several people called over the last month or two suggesting, well, couldn't the states just refuse to send money to the federal government if the federal government is, you know, cutting back on services or killing off Social Security or dialing back on FEMA or whatever? I mean, you know, this is all these things that Doge and Trump, the Trump administration, are doing that are actually damaging the states. I mean, you've got Tom Tillis out there begging the Trump administration for disaster relief for North Carolina, or is it South Carolina, whichever it is, one of the Carolinas. It's like, what do you do, right? Well, Kathy Hochul and the lawmakers in New York State think that they've got the solution. And I find this absolutely fascinating. This law, it's called the Recourse Act, R-E-C-O-U-R-S-E, was introduced into the New York State legislature in Albany last month. It has not passed. I don't know which, you know, where it is in the legislative process. But what provoked this was when Transportation Secretary and MAGA, you know, Trump loyalist Sean Duffy ordered New York City to stop congestion pricing, which, by the way, the New Yorkers appear to love, and which has reduced congestion in Manhattan. Anyhow, the federal government said, you can't do that. And New York said, the hell we can't. And so Duffy then said, we're going to withhold federal highway funds and construction funds from New York City if you continue with this. And it's all tied up in court right now. But what the Recourse Act says is that money collected, payroll taxes and things like that are collected by the state that ultimately are supposed to end up with the federal government and other state funds. Because Trump has already withheld hundreds of millions of dollars from New York. I mean, it's already happened, right? In March, the White House pulled back $100 million in grants to the New York City Health Department. $300 million they held back for substance abuse and mental health treatment programs. They clawed back $80 million for shelters and $325 million for flood mitigation projects in neighborhoods that were badly hit by Hurricanes Ida and Maria. They took $100 million of the FEMA funds from the Queens District, represented by Senator Jessica Ramos, who is the sponsor of the Recourse Act. So what the Recourse Act says is that it authorizes New York to withhold payments due to the federal government in the event that the federal government illegally freezes money. This would be grant repayments and payroll taxes from state employees. And Kathy Hochul would have to sign this into law, of course, and then enforce it. But, you know, at the time when people called and said, hey, you know, why shouldn't we do this? Wouldn't this be cool? My response was, I don't think you can do it. I mean, you know, I pay federal taxes not to the state of Oregon. I pay them to the IRS, to the federal government in D.C. Well, actually, I think they go to Ogden, Utah, but whatever. You get the point. And so I was initially very skeptical, but apparently New York thinks they've got this figured out. So it's going to be real interesting to see if, number one, they can pull this off, if they can even get it through their legislature, and whether the governor signs it, and then, you know, does she actually enforce it? But then, number two, how the federal government will respond to this, given that the United States Constitution gives primacy to the feds over over state laws and state efforts, and whether the Supreme Court will back them up. So keep an eye on this one, right? Meanwhile, China, I mentioned earlier, and I think it's worth mentioning again, and I will probably get into a lot more detail about it tomorrow. I already put a story about it on tomorrow's, what we call the one sheet, our kind of master list of things to talk about in the program, for Sean and Louise and me and Jeremy and Nate and everybody else, to Mateo, to brainstorm subjects. But look out for May 10th. And really the week before and the week after, because it takes about 30 days for things to make their way from China to the port of Long Beach or Los Angeles or any of the other West Coast ports. And it takes around 40 days, 45 days for them to make their way, you know, through the Panama Canal to like Houston or even to the West Coast, Chinese container ships. And there's been nothing coming since April 10th. Not literally nothing. There have been things, but the shipments are down to the level. They're down about 60%. They're down to the level of where they were during May of 2020, which was the peak of the pandemic. So it's not happening now, but it will happen in a few weeks. Because this has been going on, you know, April 10th was, what, 14 days ago, 2 weeks ago. And there's another 2 weeks, during which ships are still appearing and unloading and, you know, the goods are arriving that were shipped from China before April 10th. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. But when May 10th comes, there's going to be a shock to the system. And it might be a shock to the system that only lasts a couple of weeks if Trump can resolve this thing fairly quickly, or it may last a prolonged period of time. And I think that, you know, Trump is so tied up in the moment. He's so ADHD. I mean, he's so incapable of long-range thinking. And I don't mean that as an indictment of people with ADHD, but I'm one of those people. I have a really hard time imagining the future or planning for the future. You know, for me, everything is right now. Louise is the complete opposite. You know, thank God. You know, I married a farmer. But Trump doesn't have, to the best of my knowledge, anybody like that in his life who can keep him on task and keep him focused on the future. And so I think he's thinking that because, you know, the crap has not hit the fan yet, that it's not going to. And it's going to. It's coming. Meanwhile, Trump yesterday said, oh, yeah, we're going to lower the tariffs from 145% to something. It won't be zero, but we'll lower them to something because we're in talks with China. Well, China came out yesterday afternoon and said, nope, you are not in talks with China. Stop lying to your people. In fact, they said that Trump must, and I quote, completely cancel all unilateral tariff measures. Now, unilateral, of course, meaning only on one side. In other words, these are tariffs that were declared by Trump. That if he wants to have trade talks, this is a precondition to even talk, that he must completely cancel all the unilateral tariffs that he has imposed, including the 10% on the world. Beijing yesterday said, quote, there are currently no economic and trade negotiations between China and the United States, regardless of what Washington may say. Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, billionaire, said recently that the trade war is not sustainable. He said there would have to be a de-escalation by both sides. But the Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman, He Yadong, said the unilateral tariff measures were initiated by the United States. If the United States truly wants to solve the problem, it should completely cancel all these unilateral tariff measures against China and find a way to resolve differences through equal dialogue. So Beijing is saying, you know, America has to make the first move. And we'll see where this goes. But Trump yesterday, he said the tariffs are going to come down substantially because this deal will be done quickly, his words, pretty quickly. And the Chinese foreign ministry yesterday afternoon said that is fake news. In fact, they added, and this is from the ministry spokesman, Zhou Jiakun, he said there have been no consultations and no negotiations between China and the United States regarding tariffs, let alone regarding reaching an agreement. Keep your eyes on this one. This could be the thing that breaks Trump. When it was 2-3 days ago, the CEOs of Walmart and, I don't recall the list. There were three major big box stores. My recollection was it was something like Walmart, Target, and Home Depot, but I could be wrong. I doubt it would be the CEO of Costco because he's not friendly with Trump. But anyhow, the CEOs of three major big box stores got their lobbyists to organize a meeting with Trump or Trump's people. And I don't know, frankly, if they met with Trump or if they just, you know, came to the White House and met with like Besant or somebody like that. But basically what they were saying is, you know, in 2 more weeks, there's going to be nothing in our stores. You're going to see empty shelves and you're going to see prices explode. And that was apparently the thing that caused Trump to start softening his rhetoric toward China. But China has drawn a line in the sand. They're saying, you know, just right up front, we are not playing this game. If you want to negotiate tariffs, we're perfectly happy to have a conversation about that. But if you're just going to, you know, strut around like the bully on the world stage and try to whap us with a stick, it ain't going to work. You have more to lose than we do, China is telling us. And they are right. I mean, we account for 15% of their exports. They account for like 90% of what's in our big box stores.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So you want to see a real serious whack to Trump's popularity? Just stick around for 2 weeks. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting proof of citizenship efforts are afoot in Michigan, while voters await the outcome of the Federal SAVE Act and a Trump executive order requiring similar restrictions. This despite no evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in Michigan or anywhere else in the U.S. In Michigan, a constitutional amendment which failed to achieve a two-thirds majority in the legislature just received the go-ahead to collect signatures for a citizen ballot initiative instead. If organizers meet the signature requirements, it could appear on the 2026 ballot. The Michigan proposal requires any new registering voters to show, quote, a birth certificate, passport, and/or other documents, and would eliminate the use of sworn affidavits for voters without approved IDs. Voters without citizenship documents could cast a provisional ballot, but must return with the documents within 6 days for it to count. While that may keep the 20, that's 2-0, alleged Michigan non-citizens from voting, 1 in 9 Americans don't have ready access to citizenship documents, and over 5.8 million Michigan citizens don't own a U.S. passport, according to the Center for American Progress. On the national proof of citizenship front, a federal circuit court ruling on President Donald Trump's March 25th order is expected April 24th, and the SAVE Act is in the U.S. Senate, but unlikely to overcome the filibuster. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
In 33, a nation's cry, a parliament set ablaze. Leaders seize the fear. Democracy's final days. Will history repeat once more? A crisis as the key. Will Trump ignite the fear and doubt to end our liberty? A salute here, a purge begun. Foundations start to shake. The playbook of authoritarian rule. Our freedom's now at stake. Will history repeat once more? A crisis.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump's administration has asked the Supreme Court. This was this morning, actually. To allow him to ban transgender service members from the military. Louise and I have a really good friend we got to know when we lived in D.C. Our friend was living, was a member of the U.S. Coast Guard and was living on a boat right down the dock from ours. And we originally knew him as him. And during the course of the 7 years that we lived in D.C., he became her. I mean, he went through the whole transition and stayed in the Coast Guard. And I follow her on Facebook now. And in fact, she was in Portland last year, 2 years ago, I guess, and we almost got together. It just didn't work out. But just a wonderful person and a dear friend. And accepted by the Coast Guard, by the way. I mean, she did this with the permission and acceptance of her commanding officers and the whole chain of command and everything in the Coast Guard. But Trump wants to go after her and everybody else. So there's thousands of trans service members, actually. And Benjamin Settle, a U.S. District Judge based out of Seattle, has ruled that the executive order violates the Fifth Amendment Equal Protection under the law, I would say that would be more the 14th Amendment, but whatever. And so there you go. Meanwhile, Postal Service workers are raising the alarm. In March, last month, the U.S. Postal Service cut a deal with Doge, with Elon Musk and Big Balls and all those guys, to cut billions of dollars, with a B, billions of dollars out of the Postal Service budget, and to fire roughly, or allow to resign, roughly 10,000 Postal Service employees. The Washington Post now reports that industry executives, this is shipping industry executives, they don't name them, but I'm assuming that would be, you know, like FedEx, UPS, DHL Express, you know, these shipping companies, although, you know, Louis DeJoy himself owns a shipping company. But anyhow, that they're preparing for government efforts to outsource mail and packaging handling and long-haul trucking routes, and to take over leases for unprofitable post offices, or maybe those leases will just be abandoned. Last month, Elon Musk came right out and said we should privatize the Postal Service. The Heritage Foundation has, you know, who organized Project 2025, said the same thing. Trump said, quote, it's an idea a lot of people have liked for a long time. We're looking at it. You know, the head of the National Letter Carriers Association, Mr. Mattson, says, it's not the U.S. Postal business. It's the U.S. Postal Service, which, by the way, is the number two most trusted agency in the United States. I'm not sure who is number one. I would guess it's probably Social Security, but keep an eye on this. This has been the dream of conservatives for, you know, easily 100 years. Another opportunity to turn a government service into a profit center. This is where these people just fail to understand the notion of the commons. The commons is the stuff we collectively own and we administer for our collective benefit. It's, you know, police departments are part of the commons, fire departments are part of the commons, parks are part of the commons, our schools should be part of the commons, but they're being privatized in red state after red state with these voucher programs. And, of course, our post office has been part of the commons since before the Constitution was written. I mean, when Ben Franklin was the first Postmaster General, it was before we were the United States. And it's just, frankly, insane that anybody would want to turn this into a profit center. I think it just shows how far we've gone down this rabbit hole.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So those are my rants for the day. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We'll talk about Joe Zepecki throwing his hat in the ring to head up Wisconsin Democrats. Also, a little audio sorbet. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. State lawmakers are circulating legislation to create a two-year pilot program for pre-kindergarten learning. The bipartisan legislation seeks to prepare children to enter the school system. The program targets families that meet the income requirements in low-income school districts. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families would select providers, and the program would be fully funded by a $500,000 grant each year. Studies show pre-kindergarten educational programs have led to greater student success through high school. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the rate of babies being born with congenital syphilis is increasing in the state, while the overall number of sexually transmitted infections decreases. According to DHS data, the number of babies born with congenital syphilis in 2024 rose to 31 from 25 cases the year prior. Overall, the Department of Health Services received over 31,000 reports of sexually transmitted diseases in 2024. DHS officials say they're sharing the data to encourage more testing and prevention efforts to keep residents healthy. The Republican Party of Wisconsin introduced a new process for replacing local party officials last week. The new rules were approved by the state Republican Party's executive committee in an attempt to cut down on what they call egregious behavior and infighting between state party leadership and local officials and organizers. The new code of conduct requires local, regional, and state party members to treat other party officials with respect, support candidates endorsed by the party, and prohibits harassment of other party members. Second Harvest Mobile Food Pantry will be in Gays Mills on Wednesday from 2 to 3. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and rather mild today, hanging on to the heat as we reach the low 70s. Showers and some thunderstorms start to roll through overnight, bringing widespread light rain by the morning. We could be waking up to patchy fog, breezy winds, and high temperatures cooler, staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. This is the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code for that free trial is TOM, T-H-O-M.
To the strong man with blood on his hands, he's turning our schools to his factory line, where history's twisted and truth is a crime. He bows before tyrants, he dreams of their might. He'll break every treaty, abandon the fight. He purges the soldiers who dare to say no. Will Republicans stand up or just let it go? So tell me now, tell me plain, will you break free or bow in shame? The warning is clear, the hour is nigh. Will you stand? Or let it die. He builds up his prisons in lands far away, where laws have no power, where justice won't stay. He'll brand them the worst ones.
Come back. It's 36 minutes past the hour. And Gary in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind today?
Mr. Hartman.
Hey, Gary.
Does the voice sound familiar?
Yeah, greed has no heart. What's up? So you've moved again.
No, I didn't move. I'm a huge thoroughbred fan. You know, I'm going to the Derby, and I'm going to Lexington first, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And thanks for asking. No, I'm in Monroe, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
First things first, you're admired.
Say that again?
You're very much admired.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. I think I know you pretty well without ever meeting you.
Yeah, you've been calling the show for years. What's on your mind, Gary?
Grace.
Grace?
I heard what prompted me to call, I haven't called in a while, of course, is one of our heroes, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And Franklin Delano, I want everybody to hear this very clearly in all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt had to figure it out. And by the way, I think this is worse than the 60s. Not to up your ante, but I think this is worse than the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of a mental war of technology and everything. That's just my opinion. Now, here's what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said in the 30s. We have earned the hatred of entrenched greed. Period. That's exactly what's going on now, all these years later.
Yeah. Well, in fact, Gary, let me just give it to you here.
Never before in all our history have these forces been so united against one candidate as they stand today. They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred.
There you go, Gary.
Exactly. Now, do you understand why? No, you're right. It's bad to say. Do you understand why I feel this is worse than the 60s? This is the repeat of the 30s?
Oh, yeah, this is far worse than the 60s. I'm not. It's a repeat of the 30s in Europe, not in the United States.
Yeah. You're more articulate about it than I am. And I'm going to leave with this. Greed is just not in terms of money. It is money. But it's more than that. We got to understand what greed really is to me. Greed is how you treat one another. And guess what? There's a second part to it. It's how we administer government, and we're failing.
Mm-hmm. It also, you know, it's also, you can have greed not just for money. You can have greed for power. You can have greed for adoration.
Yeah, some emotion.
for acceptance and approval. I think Trump is sadly just a black hole of need. I suspect J.D. Vance is right up there with him.
I thank you for your time. I just got one more comment about Mr. Trump. If he was sitting in front of me, you know what I would ask him? I wouldn't start angrily at him. I would ask him, I said, Don, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. President. You know the question I have for him? Do you agree with me to be a real man, God alone, Mr. President? You've got to be a real gentleman.
Yeah.
Are you been a real gentleman? You can't be a real man until you're a real gentleman. I rest my case.
Yeah, I'm with you. Gary, thank you very much. Here's one more clip from FDR that is particularly poignant on this particular day as Trump, right at this moment, is sitting with the Norwegian prime minister and trying to basically say, Russia, they should take all that land that they stole and, quack, quack, quack.
Remember, a number of years ago, there was a book, Mein Kampf, written by Hitler himself. The technique was all set out in Hitler's book, and it was copied by the aggressors of Italy and Japan. According to that technique, you should never use a small falsehood. Always a big one, for its very fantastic nature would make it more credible. If only you keep repeating it over and over and over again.
So tell me that's not what Trump is doing. Ron in Liverpool, Pennsylvania. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, have you ever heard of a group called electiontruthalliance.org?
I have. I don't recall the context.
They have a lot of data that I think probably proves Trump stole this election.
Oh, they're the ones, they've got don't they even have a Substack newsletter now?
I don't know. I seen them on Christopher Titus podcast, 3 hours worth of information they showed.
Yeah.
Information like Trump flipped 88 counties, Harris flipped none. Even when Mondale only won one state back in 84, he flipped 30 counties.
Right.
There was over 200 bomb threats called in.
Yep.
And some of those polling stations.
All in swing states.
Closed down.
Yep.
Mostly in swing states. Mostly Pennsylvania, actually.
Yep.
They had a lot of information like that, and a lot of late votes coming in for Trump, not many for Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Together with Greg Palast, voter suppression, I think it's pretty.
I think they've been rigging our elections since probably since forever. But, there's little doubt in my mind that John Kerry probably won in 2004.
No, I know. Well, the Supreme Court gave that one away. Well,
that was 2000. That was Al Gore.
That was Al Gore. Well, I think these guys are going to be on mainstream media soon.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of people in the streets already. And once this news gets out, I think it's going to be hell.
Yeah, I think people are getting seriously pissed off.
There ain't no way he won all seven swing states. I never believed that.
Frankly, I don't either, Ron. But I don't have the evidence to back it up outside of what Greg Powers laid out.
Well, I think they do. That's what I'm saying.
I've seen the stuff. I've seen their stuff, and I'm not disputing it. Ron, thanks. Thanks for pointing that out, the Election Truth Alliance. Appreciate it. AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, what's on your mind today?
Good day, Tom. Apropos of the Tangerine Caligula's Department of Religion, a couple of quick quotes. One from a Lutheran pastor, ELCA, from about 35 years ago, who said in a sermon one Sunday, "How can those of you with not the slightest notion of what goes on in the minds of your cats and dogs presume to know what God is thinking?"
Oh, that's a good one.
And the other from Lucius Annius Seneca, Seneca the Younger, whose dates are appropriate, 4 BCE and 65 CE. "Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful." Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, AJ. Good quotes. John in Philadelphia. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate the show. I was calling to respond to a earlier caller who said she abandoned a protest because she was disturbed by the use of the phrase from the river to the sea by a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that in the context, especially considering what's going on now, that context is key. And I think there's a big difference between the use of that phrase by an American activist who I presume probably is there to advocate on behalf of Palestinian humanity and a militant who's actually associated with Hamas or any other violent group. I would point to, you know, the source I would look to is Peter Beinart's website and magazine Jewish Currents, which has written extensively about this. And they do make the argument. I've met Peter at a book event. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's been on this program.
But they do make, yes, the argument that that phrase, when used by some, is potentially a violent call, and by others, especially outside of, you know, any militant groups, is a call for a recognition of humanity. It may make some people uncomfortable. It may not be a good phrase to use because of its association with those who have violent intent.
Right. Let's just, you know, clear this all up. Right now, there are some people who use that phrase, from the river to the sea, to say from the river to the sea, there should be human rights for everybody. I agree with that.
Right.
Peter Beinart would say that. But in 2012, Khalid Mashal, who was at that time the leader of Hamas, said that this is our slogan. This is in 2012. He said, this is our slogan, from the river to the sea. He said, Palestine is ours, from the river to the sea, from the south to the north. There will be no concession on any inch of land. And it was quite explicit that what it meant was push out all the Jews. And that has not changed. That is still the official slogan of Hamas and has been since 2012. Mashal is no longer the leader, but in fact, he's passed away. But so, you know, it's I get that there's nuance there, that there are people who will say, yes, from the river to the sea, everybody should have rights. Everybody should have freedom. You know, I think everybody agrees with that. But I doubt that that speaker, who didn't qualify the statement with that context, meant that.
All right. Well, I wasn't there.
Neither was I.
Had the opportunity to. Okay, gotcha. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Yeah,
and thank you for introducing us to Philip Itner. I have a friend in Lviv, and the context is helpful.
You're welcome. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. 47 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the home of the political revolution, the Tom Hartman Program. I'll be right back with you.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like Metro Life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And wow. He said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, making up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Many brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptide formula, it's also more bioavailable. It's absorbed into the body easily and mixes better than other brands. No clumping. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers some really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. So visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Tom. getnativepath.com/THOM.
We cross the sea to break
Welcome
the
back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Tom in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Been listening to your show for a long time. Great show. If the post office privatizes, who's going to trust the mail-in ballots, Republicans or Democrats?
Damn good question.
I mean, Musk has all our personal information now. They know how we vote and everything, probably. And, you know, I mean, wasn't FedEx a big donor to the Republican Party?
I believe so. I believe so. They're the non-union, you know, UPS has a union, FedEx doesn't. I think FedEx leans a little more to the right, but I could be wrong.
I was wondering what rules they would be operating under, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question, Tom.
So I, you know, either way, if you're Republican or Democrat, it's kind of, you know, it all depends on who's in the office and all that, you know?
I get it. Yep, I agree. Tom, thank you. Thanks for pointing that out. It was an important context for the whole conversation. Thank you. Tuck in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hey, Tuck. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? First time caller.
Thank you.
I was calling. I heard the guy say that he was surprised how many places that Trump was able to flip. And it made me think about, nobody's ever mentioned that, that I read Michael Cohen's book. There's a chapter called How to Steal a Poll, in which Michael Cohen paid a guy to have Trump, you know, win Forbes magazine. I mean, you know, get high in the Forbes. And the guy did it. He did it slowly. Some did something. I think they found out and they kicked him off and he didn't make it. He did his, you know, he raised hell at Forbes saying he won. Ultimately, he never paid the guy, never paid Michael Cohen, you know, as shooting Trump. Mm-hmm. But it's in his book. And nobody's ever put two and two together. So I think now it seems like Trump has lots of guys that could do what Michael Cohen was able to do. And although he knows that it could be done,
Here, Tuck. What did Michael Cohen do for Trump? Are you talking about phoning up online polls?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And he paid the guy to get him to get on the Forbes, to be on the Forbes list.
Sure. But what does that have to do with the price of bread right now?
Is that what you were saying, that people are surprised that he was able to win so much. And with the party he has now, he can, you know, massage whatever poll much better than...
He can massage the polls, but he can't massage the outcome of an election.
Not necessarily. I'm just saying he has more power, and he knows how to do it. Yeah. And there's more people that are able to bend the will to do what he wants them to do.
Yeah.
So he knows the power that, you know, he did it at a small, small scale for Michael Cohen.
Sure.
I don't see why he, you know...
That's a good point, Tuck. That's a good point. And not to mention that the Supreme Court said that, you know, Republicans can purge people off the voting rolls and unlimited money in politics. So Elon Musk can buy Pennsylvania for Trump, which apparently is exactly what he did. And that was decisive.
And every state has a different way of doing it. So, you know, you got that. You got the bomb scares. There's so many different ways. You add them all together and there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Tuck, thank you. Excellent point. Thank you. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Anything goes Friday. We'll have a fine day together. So see you then.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomachache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
It's
the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to help get back another different migrant who was deported to El Salvador. ABC's Catherine Falders.
The judge, in this case, the new one that we're discussing is a Trump appointee. She ordered the government not to remove other individuals covered by this settlement, the 2019 settlement. So it does potentially tee up another court battle that the Trump administration will have to fight here.
The U.S. and China are talking every day about tariff negotiations, says President Trump at the White House, but China publicly saying, no, we aren't. Now, a second federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from making federal funds to schools conditional on eliminating diversity and equality policies. Two federal judges in Maryland and New Hampshire doing so today. The convicted mass shooter Robert Cremo has been sentenced to life in prison for the deadly 2022 Chicago area July 4th parade massacre. This is ABC News.